Mario Baker.
This is KJ Lawat.
And this show is called
It's Whatever.
Welcome back to the show, guys. We're so excited. It is episode 31. I can't believe it's been 31 shows so far, bro.
It's been like a decade.
Like, I kind of feel like, you know, whenever we post something and it's like 25, 26, 27 feels, but for us, like, it's 31 weeks of investing into
this thing, man. Consistency.
Consistency into it. So, happy 31, man. Our podcast is older than you.
Hey!
Hey, shout out to our show sponsor, TaylorMade Designs. If you guys are a new customer, you can get 30% off by using the code.
Whatever.
Or if you're a returning client, you can use that same code.
And get the, and 5% off. I was about to say 30% off, and it would have been like false advertising.
Yeah. Yeah, you can find them on Instagram, TaylorMade Designs. You can follow at justange30 on Twitter. Hit them up, hello@taylormade.co.za.
Mm-hmm.
I keep forgetting that email address.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because people just...
Is it hello@taylormadedesigns.co.za or is I think it's taylormadedesigns.co.za. Okay.
Yep.
Like, can we at least know our show sponsor details information?
Yeah, maybe. But no one uses email, bruv. Everyone goes to Twitter.
I know. Everyone's like on Twitter and Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, use the promo codes. This is where you can find us on social media.
You can find us at Demi Lovato. No, I'm kidding.
Hey!
You can find
Demi Lovato at rehab.
No, you can find me in Demi Lovato's DMs. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But maybe at Fadio Baker. Yeah, so find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Yo, I'm gonna get chowed for saying this.
What are you saying?
No, find me at...
Do you want me to do the Instagram stuff?
What do you mean?
Do you want me to do this part of the show?
No. I'm just saying, I'm gonna get slaughtered by people, by someone for saying that. So yeah, at Fadio Baker, at KJ the One on all major social media networks except Facebook, because Fadio's a hater. But yeah,
I just can't. I think my last straw was that. I know I'm going to get hate for this, but that round red table talk of Jada Pinkett Smith.
That pushed you off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, I love the Smiths, but like, I'm just not a fan of Jada's.
I was a huge fan of hers.
Fan or crush?
Fan.
Oh.
I don't think she's attractive.
That's the thing.
I really don't think she's attractive, but... I was a fan of her. I started becoming a fan of hers after seeing her on Gotham.
Yeah.
I think she killed it. I think she absolutely killed it.
The thing is, I didn't even, like, now, my friend is so crazy about The Matrix.
Oh, like, yeah.
Kind of like, if he's here over the weekend, one of the things he does is, like, he'll switch it on, fall asleep, and I'm the one watching the thing through.
Oh, wow.
I don't normally have the patience for it, because, you know, those movies are, like, 7 days long each, right?
Yep.
So I don't really have the patience for it. However, it's only now I'm like, wait, is that Jada Pinkett Smith?
And I think, I honestly think The Matrix could be one of the best.
Was Jada an X-Men?
No, I think it was Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah, that's Halle Berry. Yeah. You're right. That's Halle Berry.
Yeah. Oh. Hashtag not all black people look the same.
Oh, snap.
And then, what was I going to say? Man, I forgot what I was going to say.
You were busy saying how unattractive she is and you don't know why Will Smith married her.
Nah, man. Yeah, actually. They've been married for quite a while. Yeah. So, like, yeah. They're not the conventional celebrity
family. You know, like, normally, you know, like, Kanye and Kim, we always say that Kim is, like, the milk to Kanye's coffee. Like, she balances him.
Yes.
I feel like Will... Maybe he's grown into this man because they've been together. But I kind of feel like Will Smith is a level-headed gent himself.
Yeah.
So I don't see what's happening.
Do you think he's level-headed, bro? I think Will Smith is crazy, bro.
No, like, he's like crazy in person. But I'm talking about like the good decision type of guy. Because you can be crazy but make good decisions. Kind of like what you are.
Will Smith told Tiffany Haddish after a trip that they went together that he wants to buy a swamp.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Like, after being in a swamp, you're like, hey, I should get one of these.
Well, remember the president that you guys voted for?
Oh, yeah.
Remember he wanted to buy Iceland not so long ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, swamp, Iceland, maybe like, it's like birds of a feather type of thing.
Is Iceland in North America? Isn't Iceland like let's not get laughed at.
Please, let's not get
laughed at. No, like, seriously.
You know, like, the one thing, like, math and geographical location. Yeah. Like, I am not about to play with those two things.
I think Iceland is in Europe and Greenland is in America. North America. In North America.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, Iceland is a country in Europe. So, your president is a dumbass.
I think they wanted to buy it because, I don't know if it's like for global warming conservation or he just wants to build another Trump Tower. I'd go for the latter.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he said that he's never heard of a level 5 hurricane or stage 5 hurricane before. You know, like the, what is Bahamas?
Mm-hmm.
Are just going through the most right now.
Yeah.
There's a storm that's just tearing up. I don't know where my language is. I feel like my brain is running. Probably the coffee I had.
Maybe the language will also disappear from me after I eat these waffles, man. These are amazing, bro.
They're good, right? Yeah. I'm not really a fan of pecan nut, but that was really good.
What? It's amazing, bro.
I don't think I'm a fan of nuts in general. Like,
I love nuts.
Like, I don't.
I love nuts.
I don't think like just in general, like peanuts.
I like cashew the salty nuts, ones, bro.
Like salt. You like salty nuts?
Yeah, I love salty nuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to sound. I'm just gonna sound chop that.
Really?
I'm not on my ice cream.
The only thing I don't like about nuts is they make you thirsty. They make you want water.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I hate.
I also,
other than that,
you know what I do enjoy? You know walnuts, the one you've actually got to crush to get them open. I only like the crushing, because even when I eat them, they're so dry. Like, I'm not really a fan. I'm not really a fan of them. I don't. My sisters, they love them. Like, any desserts that we have, like, they're just there.
You know what I think? I thought I would never be a fan of.
Yeah.
Unsalted nuts. I had unsalted nuts the other day from Woods. Amazing.
What are they? Cashew nuts?
Cashews and like those hard ones. I don't know. Dude, I don't know, man. Yeah, nuts are nuts for me.
But the weird thing is, I do like, you know, if I'm having a salad, I like something crunchy in a salad.
Mm.
Like, not like the lettuce leaf or something. I like a toasted pumpkin seed or cashew nut or something in it, whatever. Mm. My friend's allergic to nuts. That must suck so bad. Yeah.
It's the most common allergy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't even come up with something original to be allergic to?
I mean.
So one of my friends started a business, right?
Yeah.
It's an online grocery shop.
Yeah.
So basically, like, you can... the thing is, for me, like, it says... So it's called Plug, right?
Mm.
Plug Online Grocery Hampers.
Yeah.
So it's aimed towards students. And there's like three different options. And I like the idea because I remember, I think one of the most strenuous parts of being in varsity was having to go and buy my groceries by myself.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, there's that when your parents drop you off, there's like, they fill up the house with everything you could possibly need.
Yep.
It can last you maybe 2 months or 3 months or whatever.
Yep.
But you're going to get to a part where you actually have to go out and buy the groceries yourself.
Yeah.
And that's kind of one of the strenuous things because, like, maybe what do I buy?
Yeah.
Where do I go? And, like, I really like the hamper thing. So I think for students, it's really great. I also think if you're a bachelor, that could also
work well.
Could also work well.
Yeah.
Right now, you kind of just got to, like, WhatsApp them. Like, place your order via WhatsApp type of thing. But my point is, besides me plugging the plug, I think the point is that I feel like there's just no reason why you shouldn't be doing what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel fully agree with you, man.
You know, I feel like just by using that, because I think the only thing for them to probably start up this business, they probably had to trademark the name. That probably cost some cash.
Yeah.
And then, like, getting artwork done.
Yeah.
But you'll be surprised how many people are willing to collaborate. Like, you know, and do this.
But then also, I'm guessing, like, you also have to be able to source the food at a more cost-effective way than maybe a pick and pay. Because
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're putting a markup on already what
people Yeah, pay. The thing, look, the one thing I was looking at, I was kind of looking through what they were offering. And I just thought to myself, I was like, you know what, I'm sure. But the thing is also is that I am a shopper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, like if you're not a grocery shopper,
yeah.
you'll go and buy like maybe a can of baked beans like for 30 Rand at Woolworths or something, whatever. But then you could get the same thing maybe at Pick n Pay. I know that's an extreme example, but I'm talking maybe something similar.
Generic,
yeah. Instead of like paying 70 Rand at Woolies, you could find a similar product at Pick n Pay or at Checkers or you know what I mean? That kind of thing. But I mean, for example, this one is 550 Rand. It's the entry level one. Mm. They don't really give quantities for the meat, which I kind of thought was a bit because, you know, like with meat, you could get like 2 pieces.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But this one has vos, it has beef mince, it has chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Then it has 5 packs of noodles.
Yeah.
It has 2 liters of full cream milk. It has 1 liter of Oros. It has maize meal. Also, the maize meal is not, quantity is not specified. Cooking oil, not specified. 2-ply toilet paper, 9 2.2-ply toilet papers. I mean, that's for at least like 2 months, right?
Nine of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Run about.
Would you go through more than two rolls of toilet paper in a week?
In a week, I'd go through maybe like a third.
Yeah. And then, 3 tin fish and 18 jumbo eggs. What do you think?
It's a good deal. I think maybe you should specify like...
Yeah, like how much...
Yeah.
Like how much of each thing.
My question is that now, like, can I buy one without the other? You see, that's where I pick up the matter of sourcing. You probably sourced those things at a cheaper rate than maybe Pick n Pay. But you need to sell them all at once.
Yeah. Because look, the second hamper is only 50 Rand more. So this one, first one's 550, this one's 600, right? But this one, for example, includes, on top of all those other things, includes rations, 3 cans of baked beans, there's all brand flakes, but only 400 grams of all brand flakes. That's a really small.
Really? I don't eat cereal, so I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Mark. Yeah.
And I hate all brand. Like, I feel like.
You don't like all brand? You know my favorite thing is all bread and chop up an apple?
Nah.
I'm telling you, my bro, like, okay, you need to try it.
It's like eating rye bread, bro. It's like...
But that's the thing. You know, like, I was eating a pawpaw this morning.
Yes. I hate that. Pawpaws
and papaya the same thing?
I think so. Yeah, it is.
Is it just, like, different words for it?
It's the Americans trying to be
I feel American. Like papaya sounds more bougie than pawpaw.
That's what I said. It's Americans trying to be
American. Being like Americans, right? But anyway, so I was eating a pawpaw this morning. We grew up saying pawpaw, so
yeah.
I don't know. I was eating it, and I wanted to, like, drizzle some honey over it.
Yeah.
But then I was like, you know, our taste buds are so accustomed to artificial sugar that we would not be able to tell if something... has natural sugar in it.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, for example, like, sugar cane is what we make sugar from, right? Or at least the brands that we buy.
Yeah. Too much.
Yeah. So the concentration of sugar in that sugar cane, you know, when you bite into it, is so much.
I love sugar cane, man.
That in... Yeah, me too. Yeah. I just think, like, it's gross, like, the chewing of it.
What? It's amazing.
You know, it doesn't like you don't like all the bark in your mouth
and
then like, to the point where like
oh man, that's amazing.
You know what's the best to me?
Yeah.
The first bite into it, like the
oh dude.
And all of that. I actually haven't had it in such a long time.
Dude, we had sugar cane. Actually, I think we still do in my mom's garden.
Out in the pawpaw.
Yeah, summer, bruh.
We used to only eat sugar cane when we went to Durban. Oh. And like those guys, like you know you have the sugar cane fields? Mm. And like to get like a rod and like thick,
yeah.
And just like
strip it,
and all that white flesh on the inside, and just bite into it, and like
man,
that's like the best.
Amazing,
man.
Amazing. USA.
So when you do taste something else,
yeah,
you wouldn't like when you're eating all brand flakes, your tongue is so your taste buds are so accustomed to tasting sugars or like artificial sugars that you don't like eating
natural sugars.
Natural sugar. That's the same thing like with food, like you know with McDonald's,
yeah.
You know like how we always say like KFC just got that thing?
Yes.
you'll find like that thing is probably like trans fats or something that like your body starts craving. So if you eat a lean piece of chicken,
yeah,
you're still looking for that greasy, delicious,
good,
crispy fried,
non-vegan,
non-vegan,
non-vegetarian.
You had a non-vegan lunch today. What did you think?
It was amazing. I enjoyed it.
I also.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not saying, I heard someone say that we vegans. Fake vegans.
Why?
Because like you understand the health benefits of going plant-based, no, but then you also enjoy meat.
I don't.
You know what the argument that I do get? Yeah. Like the argument I do get is like, you know, like you go to your butcher, right?
Yes.
Or like on the shelves of Woolies, yeah, whatever, and you buy like a piece of horse.
Yeah.
Or you buy a steak that you're gonna prepare at home, right?
Yes.
The thing is, where did that steak come from? From the cow, right?
A beautiful cow.
Now the cow, what was the cow's, not, I'm not talking about like living conditions, yeah, because like I'm not that much of a snowflake, yeah, right? But they're talking about what is the cow fed? Have they injected that cow with any
GMOs?
Yeah, and like, you know, those kind of things to like, yeah, make them grow faster, yeah, taste better, be fatter, that kind of thing, whatever. In that aspect, I do understand sourcing, because now they put all of those steroids into that cow, and now I'm feeding that steroid-fed cow to my family, and that can start causing cancers and that kind of thing.
My question is, like, couldn't we make that argument with plants then?
We can make that same argument with plants. The thing is, that's why like now I finally understand what they mean by an organic apple instead of like...
Okay, because I know the nature of my brain, I'm going to forget what I'm going to say. So at the end of everything we say, we talk about right now,
yeah,
remind me about to tell you about.
Just say it right now.
Okay, so now, everyone was fine. In, yeah, the beginning,
yeah,
God created the heavens and the earth, yeah, and the food and barbecue and meat, yeah, and people were happy.
Amen, brother.
And then vegetarians are like, you know what? This is not good enough, yeah, for us, right? So they stray into the path of sin and not eat meat.
Preach, homie.
Right? And then they come, the even worse heathens called vegans.
Come on.
And they don't eat anything,
mm-hmm,
right? Now, there are few fruititarians. Fruititarians.
Why?
They are taking it a step further. They're venturing past
So now they're no longer into vegetables. They're only into fruits.
No. Vegetables are technically fruits, right? Right? No, technically.
Yeah. I don't want like think the way like, right? Where like a tomato is a fruit because of certain things.
No. Like scientifically, anything that comes from a plant, the ovary of a plant is a fruit. It's considered, so like a carrot.
Teach us.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
So carrots aren't fruit because they don't come from the ovary of a plant, just their roots. But anyway.
Okay, like a potato.
Potatoes are still roots also. So like,
see, I'm learning something.
I can't think of anything. But like
a right beetroot. Now,
root.
Oh, you're looking for a tomato.
Yeah. Like something like a tomato, right? Like
an eggplant.
Yeah. So yeah, even an eggplant would be considered as a fruit, right?
Basically, so, everything that grows above the ground, almost.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're saying that you cannot take it unless it falls from the tree.
Oh my God.
Because otherwise,
you're killing it.
You're killing a part of the
tree. Can you imagine standing in front of your food and being like, "I'm waiting for you"?
Yeah. So exactly. So now they are more ridiculous people, and now I can guarantee they're gonna find scientific reasons on why that is logically more better.
I just, like, the thing is, I'm thinking about the earth, and I don't want that apple to hit the earth and hurt it.
Yeah, thank you.
So I'll be there.
They're so mean. Like, I mean, what did the earth ever do to you? And also, like, I feel like I'm doing population control, because if these animals get out of control, now they're eating each other's food, now they're killing each other. I'm reducing the amount of animals, homie, so that I am an instrument sent by God.
Listen,
that's what I am.
Listen, my thing is, I'm just more aware of where my food is coming from.
Okay, yeah.
Listen,
I think that's important.
I'm like, listen, when you like, listen, on Bon Appetit, like Brad Leone has the most amazing show at Bon Appetit, yeah, right? Going places, and recently he like they hunted a wild hog.
Yes.
On TV, they hunted him.
Mm.
They gutted the thing, put it in a roast, put it on the ground, let the thing cook for like 100 hours, came out, they did different type of pork things, whatever.
Yeah.
For me, I believe that we've been placed on the earth to live off the earth, but sustainably. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So instead of going to Waltloo and buying a piece of pork that pig grew up in like a 2 foot square room, whatever, and it's been injected with a lot of stuff, fed vegetables that have been injected full of stuff, poor conditions, they chop up that pig, bring it home, and I'm feeding my family cancer.
You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like there's gotta be, like, there's just gotta be a balance. You just gotta be, like, aware, you know?
Yeah.
And if you do go to your butcher, it's not an insult to ask them, where do they source their beef from? Where do they get that? That's why even, like, at KFC, it's important for you to see their, you know, the certificates of where they source their chicken from.
Yeah.
And are those farms reputable? Because it's not about... It is about the mistreating of the animals, but at the end of the day, it's more about what those animals are being fed, because whatever that animal is being fed is what I am being fed.
Yeah.
And if I get cancer, now my cancerous ass gets put into the ground, and then a tree grows, and then there's a cancer tree, and then the apple falls from the tree, and some idiot vegan eats it. And like, I'm so healthy because they die anyway.
You see, exactly. And also, just on that, I'll come back to it later. When the conversation has nothing to do with this.
Okay, great. Right?
But apparently, you know, there are people, I know of two people, one of my friends, who are geneticists.
Whoa.
Right?
Okay.
So their job is to, like, modify the genetics of a seed.
Wow.
So that it can, like, maybe, like, if it's an orange that traditionally grows in winter, so it can grow in the summer.
Do you think we're effing with nature and there's consequences, or do you think God created us?
I think,
or is this a limitation we should know? No, that's too far.
I don't think so. Because I feel like, I mean, God gives us that like curiosity, and like I feel like if we never did venture this way, then we would never have discovered anything.
What about stem cell, like us creating humans?
Oh yeah, that's amazing. Like, I want to try seeing that. Because apparently, you know, they can grow like organs.
Yeah.
For organ donating. Yeah. That would be an amazing thing.
You don't think it's like an abomination to Christianity?
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Because we're changing the creation of God.
I don't think so. Because if you can create... I don't think anyone can create human life, because... No one knows or knows how to. We don't understand consciousness to begin with. So this thing that you're creating won't be living. It can't live because it doesn't have consciousness. Yeah. Like,
so you're saying that if they can regrow my eye, or they can regrow limbs,
that's fine.
Kind of thing. But the thing for me is, like, I'm like, even if we were going to create a human, that for me, like, that soul part comes from a spiritual place.
Yeah.
You can replicate everything, but what's the breath that's gonna?
I understand that, right? And also, you know, something that's very fascinating. Yeah. This is conjecture. This is not my theology or anything. But like, I like venturing here also. So you know, like that scripture where God says that they will cry out to the rocks that they should kill them, but the death will not come. I find that very fascinating, because right now Facebook are investing a lot of money in trying to cure death.
Okay.
Right? So they're trying to find a solution to death, like a cure for death, right? And with stem cell, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Theoretically, I think maybe it could happen, where maybe, like, instead of growing limbs, why don't you, like, put in, like, nanobites, like, in your body?
Yeah.
Where, like, if there's cancer in your body, those nanobites attack. Yeah. And then, like, so theoretically, you cured death.
What do you think the percentage of people are that actually want to live that long?
I think atheists. I think for me, for instance, like, to live as Christ, die as gay. Like, dude, I wanna die. I wanna die. Like, I wanna commit suicide.
Yeah.
But like, for me, if I die, like, I'm gonna be with my uncle. I'm gonna be like, for me, it's something that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Whereas someone who has no prospective future, you can understand why they're like, YOLO, live your life now to the fullest, because you're not gonna get another life.
So scientists around, you know, like with the Earth just warming up so much and like things turning in upside down. And, you know, to a certain degree, I kind of feel like, because by now I feel like it should have been a lot warmer.
Yeah.
But we're still experiencing very cold nights.
Yeah.
I think that's the transition between maybe North America being hotter at certain times and us being colder. We're switching. Yeah. You know, like where they're experiencing maybe longer summers, we're experiencing longer winters and that kind of thing. But scientists up in the North Pole, these engineers are designing submarines, right, that take in salt water, remove a certain percentage of that salt, and then freeze like blocks, like squares, so that they can rebuild these polar caps.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
But here's my question now.
That is so
cool. Are we not going to F up the environment even more like the Chinese did? Remember when they would shoot those missiles into clouds to create rain clouds?
I didn't know that. Oh, and then like acid rain happened.
Yeah, or like, I don't know what the consequences were, but remember, like, I think over the World Cup, like, I think they were hosting or something, and they had to make it rain so that the, like, whatever fog, mob, whatever it was, would go away. Don't you kind of feel like we've broken it, right?
Yeah.
Now, instead of trying to fix the symptoms,
we're trying to.
Instead of stopping the pollution, like, okay, guys, the polar ice caps are melting, stop pollution. Now we're building submarines. Now we're going to have super hot days. We're going to have super hot days, but then the polar ice caps are still there.
I feel you, man. I feel you. I get you. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I need to see who this is.
And that's cool.
We'll just be weird. It's no one.
Okay, that's fine.
It's just like the 10th time this person's calling me, and I'm like,
what the heck?
What's wrong? Okay, what's going on? Yeah, but so don't you think like animals are gonna start getting confused or?
Yeah, man. Like I think that probably will happen. But like we don't know. I think the problem is if you know what's gonna happen and then you do it anyway and something bad happens. Dude, I'd actually really maybe want to talk to one of my scientist friends and ask them about the ethics of like something like that. Maybe we should have one of them on the show. Yeah. One of them is coming actually over in Joburg.
So yeah. Look, the thing for me is always, I'm just like, you know, we know our responsibility.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I remember somebody, I think it's CNN Climate that I follow.
Yes.
And they committed to doing, like they started, I think it was like a population of animals that had decreased dramatically, and then they started rehabilitating them and they became more, so they put a plaque up like in the conservation saying like what the population was and what it is now, and they hope for the future it will get better. Then they put like an addendum at the bottom saying only you will know if we stuck to this promise. You know, like how that touched me in my heart. Yo. To be like, you know, like, can you imagine like 100 years from now there's no more llamas on the planet. And when they find this thing's bones on Earth, they'd be like, how badly did we F up the Earth? Like, man. There's no more South Africa because it's just desert.
Yeah.
Or like, maybe let's not do it, but like down, like from Egypt all the way down, maybe to like Uganda, for example, it's just toasted. Like,
yeah, dude. And you know, to be very honest, I don't think we can ever reverse it. I don't think you can ever like change people's perspective. Like, I mean, climate change is a real thing. I feel like anyone who says otherwise is not doesn't want to see the truth and whatever. But I feel like there are even more people who think it's bull.
Yeah.
There are people who think that.
Oh, definitely. Bull. Like that's one of the rights kind of.
Yeah, that is.
That's kind of what they like. Listen, God created the planet. God knows. But the problem they don't realize is that God's not the one pumping poisonous gases.
Exactly.
Into the atmosphere, we are.
And like we are called to be stewards of the earth, man. It's sad to see that happening.
You know what my fan fiction is?
Yeah.
My fan fiction about the earth is that the earth is gonna turn
upside down. Yes.
And basically, all of the countries that were like more desert tropical are gonna become all the ice places. and like North America and Europe and all of those places who always experience like London and those places are going to become the sunny tropics of the world.
Oh, wow.
And then obviously like there's going to be disasters with like the oceans just flooding and that kind of thing, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's how the earth will kind of recuperate itself.
Yeah.
And so like, you got to make some children, man, so that they can see this happen.
If you actually think about it, we're actually like bacteria on the earth.
Yeah.
Think about it. Like we're actually like the germs and the diseases to the earth.
Dude, whenever they find a new species or something.
We want to kill it or not.
Or whenever they like, they found a new earth.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't send humans there.
Yeah.
Like that's my first thing. I'm like, if we find another earth, do not send humans there. Take whales, like send the whales over there, send them dolphins, send them whatever they need, but do not send humans.
This also like, also touches a lot on like theology. Michael, what's his name? Flip. Michael. RZIM, bruh. Big guy who makes stupid nerdy jokes.
Hey, you're up.
Flip, I'll remember his name. So he, Flip, now it's going to bother me. He does this thought experiment where he's, like at a college campus, and he does this to explain that there's something seriously wrong with humans, that the Bible, when the Bible diagnoses us to say that we are horrible people, there's no one who's righteous, not one, that what he does is that he gets people to close their eyes at a, maybe like a college, and he'd say like, imagine the most majestic place.
Yeah.
Like the place of peace and relaxation and just like tranquility. And out of like maybe like 5 people or 10 people that he calls up and to describe everything that they say, at the end of it is like, guys, do you realize there's one commonality in all of their stories? None of their stories had human beings in it.
Yeah.
Like absolutely no.
Yeah.
Like, and he's done this many times without fail. And that has been the results.
That's why I'm just kind of like, if there are alien life forms up there, they're probably watching, like, watching us like an ant, like an ant heap that's about to implode.
Yeah.
You know, like these ants that just keep on building and building and building and building. And from where you're watching, you're like, this thing's going to fall over.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to die. I don't want to be part of it.
Yep.
And those aliens are just kind of like, I don't want to be part of that.
Maybe we're their series. They're like, ah, look at those dumbasses.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. But I also, like, I do think that there is a lot of good stuff that are happening for us. At least like people are taking certain animal conservation more seriously.
I think so.
And that kind of thing. You know, talking about like, maybe we should get into
what we actually wrote down in the notes.
Maybe we shouldn't. But you know, like one of the things we've spoken about this so many times, right? Gender-based violence.
Yes.
Inequality, we've spoken about it time and time again,
yes,
right? Again, our country is just shook by this whole Uyenene thing. She's 19 years old. She's a film student in Cape Town.
Yep.
And she was reported missing, I think, about 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Oh, about a week and a half ago. And then, just yesterday, not only did they find her remains, but they also found out what happened to her.
Yeah.
And apparently what happened was, so she goes to the post office, she gets there and there's a power outage, and one of the staff members, a male staff member, advises her to come back later. She does as he says, because you're at the post office.
Yeah, at the post office.
She comes back later and what transpired was he had tried to sexually assault her.
Yeah.
She tries to fight back. He kills her by hitting her with a scale. And now, I mean, they've caught him, like he's going through the process of justice, but I feel like it just doesn't cancel out what has happened.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? And the thing for me is, here's my frustration right now. You know, I cannot go onto Instagram, and like, I'm even just trying to pace myself here and like not rant, but I cannot go onto Instagram and see another church, another pastor, another Christian say hashtag pray for South Africa. Because although I believe that prayer should be the foundation of our country, this is not pray for South Africa. This is hold us accountable. This is, as men, we should be doing better in society. this is as men, we should be standing up for social justices more.
Mm.
We shouldn't be quiet. Like, I can't deal with the hashtag pray for South Africa.
Mm.
Because, I mean, at the same time, there's a lot of other stuff going on. Xenophobic attacks happening
mm.
downtown.
Yeah.
That little girl was kidnapped from school just yesterday.
Oh,
they
yeah,
wanted 2 million rand ransom. Thank God they found her.
Yeah. Did they?
Yeah, they found her, I think, this morning or last night.
Oh, gosh.
They're still investigating the situation around that. But maybe we can talk about, like, that social injustices, like,
yeah.
which we have been talking about. Like,
mm.
our sisters can't even do something as simple as, I'm quickly driving to the garage.
Nah, dude.
Because does she fear the man driving behind her? Does she fear the petrol attendant? Does she fear the guy working in the petrol store? Can she use the public bathroom? Can she go to the ATM? You know what I mean?
Dude, in myself, like as a future husband, I'm like, now my woman has to go to work. And I have to believe and pray that, like, nothing ever happens to her. And that is very unsettling. And I'm going to have daughters one day. And how do I raise them up in a country like this?
But are you going to hashtag pray about it? Or hashtag kick someone in the face about it?
Oh, no, bruh. I'm getting my poor washer on, bruh.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like, at least now, like, I see, like, a lot of, like, obviously, you know, like, I feel like celebs in our country are always social justice forward.
Yes.
You know, they always have something to say forward. Our cat is just having
yep.
the time of his damn life.
Aye. Yes, social justice.
Yeah, but celebrities are always, you know, social justice forward
yeah.
in our country. However, I feel like this is something that needs to translate into me
yes.
and you and your neighbor and my neighbor
yeah.
and my friend and your friend.
Yeah.
All of us coming together and being like, we need to make women not only feel
safe,
but be safe.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And although it's going to be awkward, because, you know, like, the moment you ask her, do you need help, whatever, already she's probably going to feel like, hell no, leave me alone,
yeah.
don't even talk, whatever. But I kind of feel like we just need to find these ways to be able to make sure. Listen, when I found out about this story,
mm.
it had been a little while until I felt fear for my
mm.
sisters.
Mm.
My two sisters work independently.
Yeah.
My niece is at school. My mom is independent at work.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, what part of their daily routine doesn't entail going to the post office?
Mm.
And if it's not the post office, it's something as common as the doctor's office.
Yeah.
Not the doctor's office, the dentist.
Yeah.
Or the mall.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah, it's deeply discouraging, man. And you know what? But I guess, you know what? This is maybe going to touch on maybe something like the topic we're going to address a bit later. But my thing is then, like, where do we draw the line in terms of our intervention? Because clearly, we cannot detect this, right? So, like, in auditing, sorry, you're going to be nerdy for a second. In auditing, we have what we call detective and preventative controls.
Yeah.
So it's better for you to prevent something before it happens. But then it's also good for you to be able to detect if something is going to happen,
mm-hmm.
right? So, like, We can't detect whether, like, who's doing what. But then we can find ways to try preventing it. And part of that is, like, our criminal justice system, like our police. Our police should be, like, these people, these psychopaths, these rapists should be so scared of the law that it deters them. Like, it never be be at a place where it would fully detect.
Yeah.
But it should be at a place where, like, they're scared of it.
But at this place,
like, I don't think people are...
I also don't. I don't think they... I mean, look at... you remember...
Yeah.
Remember the pastor that was just in...
Omar Watos.
Yeah, I mean, look at that. Like, it's almost as long as the history of our podcast now.
My
37,
God.
That's 37 weeks.
Legit.
And
legit.
Right now it almost feels like, because we've forgotten about it...
Yeah. And my thing is that now, like, that calls into, like, vigilante justice. That calls into people in the same way, but flip, I don't want to bring it up, but, like, there are taxi drivers who are saying that they're people, foreigners, which, like, xenophobia is wrong, right? which they're saying that these people who are selling drugs to our people, who are causing we can see the decay that's happening from these drugs. So now we are gonna go out and we're going to like destroy them.
Yeah,
I believe both extremes are wrong.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that, do you really blame people who then venture out and then do like such atrocities there?
Yeah, look, the xenophobia thing for me, like, that for me just doesn't make sense at all. First of all, your argument is these people are selling drugs to our people. No, why don't you look at it as our people are buying drugs from these people? These people would not have a job if we weren't buying the drugs from them.
Okay, yeah, we can touch on that a bit later.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, but come on, you know, but, you know what I mean?
You know, but you know what the problem with that? For me, my thing is, then yes, but people who usually are drug addicts are sick. Like, an addiction is, it's not like something you just, like, get out off of. It's a mental sickness.
Yeah, I get, that's why for me, xenophobia is, like, it's a weird thing, because if I don't, listen, drugs is not specifically South African and buying from a Zimbabwean thing. I can still get my drugs from a South African.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you know what I mean? That's stupid.
So that for me, that's your logic. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's
second stupid. Of all, I have not met a lazy immigrant in my life.
Yeah, that's true.
I have never met a lazy immigrant in my life.
I've actually thought of that, but yeah.
You know what I mean? True. I'm talking about, and you know, when we think immigrants, we mustn't have the same mentality that the Americans have, that Mexicans are rapists, lazy, sit at home, take, you know what I mean?
I feel like we do, but we shouldn't.
We shouldn't, because if I think about the type of Zimbabwean people I have met, those people are teachers, they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're in our country, and if you say they're taking our jobs, a lot of those people, even if they are in their working center, they own their own stores.
Yeah, and my thing is, fine, if they're taking your job, why aren't you creating them? Like, something like a doctor.
Yeah.
He's taking your job. Why don't you study to be a doctor then?
You know what I mean?
Or he has a spaza shop. Why don't you go source?
And also, you know, that argument is so stupid. Like, is your issue the fact that someone has come across the border and applied for a job in Garden Wine where you couldn't? Because then your issue is really xenophobic, because you don't want someone from another country to work in our country.
Yeah.
And, or to have the same job as you.
And then also, like, also that what bolsters that fact is the fact that they came in here with nothing. You here as a South African citizen with all the rights in the world, with, no, not to say that you don't, there are people with less, significantly less resources, but they came into this country with literally nothing.
Yeah. So anyway, the xenophobic thing, I feel, is like a big thing. Like, it's a big different conversation. The thing for me is that I feel like what happened with this young girl is it's human to human interaction, not even you know.
No, I agree.
It's human to human interaction. It crosses political boundaries. It crosses racial boundaries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the thing for me is, I'm just like, it's such a big issue to tackle. But now I'm kind of just like in the place where my first instinct is not to go out and find these people and mob justice them. My first inclination is to just start making awareness to, like, listen, we cannot be unaware that this is the world that we live in. And we need to teach, I know it's unfair, but we need to teach our girl children that the world is not equal and fair.
Yeah.
And we need to teach our boy children that the world is not equal and fair, so you need to do something about it.
Yeah, and dude, you know, to be very honest, I feel like many people say that's victim blaming, right? But I feel like if you really love women, if you really love them, if you really care about their well-being, yes, we fight that they do not have to have these controls or have these measures, but you have to advise them.
Here's the thing, we spoke about... We're talking about the law or something, and we're talking about how is it discrimination if I say that this job is for males only, right? Yeah. Then we spoke about how, listen, I'm asking you to pick up 10 ton cement.
My guy. Yes,
you know what I mean? So I'm kind of like, it is a man's job.
Yeah.
Unless you're a 10 pound picker upper.
Yeah, no, like, I mean, there are women who can.
Pull
but
through,
like,
you know, then pull through.
Yeah, but you, like, you chances know what I mean? Are.
Or
yeah.
Is it discrimination if I put out an ad and say, I'm looking for an au pair for my two-year-old.
Yeah.
I want a female teacher. I don't want no male in my house with my wife at home alone. I don't want no single man in my house, whatever. I kind of feel like that does not, we can fight.
Yeah, it's, that, it needs a bit nuanced. Yeah.
But here's the thing, when I was writing my post yesterday, and you know, like, I don't generally, you know, like I don't genuinely get involved, but the reason I felt like if we're silent about it, we are promoting it.
Yes, I strongly believe that.
And so I was like, I have to say something.
Yes.
Even if it's just for my 1,000-something followers on my little Instagram. Whatever.
No, and it's true.
But I had to say something about it so that people know that I'm not just, my faith is not pie in the sky somewhere. You know what I mean? And one of the things that I wanted to include that I didn't is because I felt like now the conversation was possibly opening up for something else. But I wanted to say is, and I do have the second half of my post that specifically address men.
Yeah.
But in that second part, I wanted to say that as the gender, and you'll hear why I didn't write this, as the gender that has been given the gift of leading society in strength, you know what I mean? And as an example of moral conduct, we should be doing better to take care of these women.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Now,
here's the thing. I am for, a woman can do a man's job, man can do a woman, whatever. I'm for all of that equality, I'm for feminine, I'm for all of that stuff. But I feel like when it comes to the end of the day, there is a certain group of people who need to take responsibility for another grouping of people.
I think
husbands need to look after wives.
Wives. I mean,
whether that husband is male or female,
yeah, like dude,
I'm talking about the role, that responsibility.
And dude, I don't think that's misogynistic. I just feel like most people would attest to that. Like most people would fine, if maybe you're freaking Ronda Rousey, then maybe you take care of me. But like I'm
but
just
that's
saying,
why I'm
the
saying,
general population.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying, when I say men, I'm talking about those of us who identify more with that stronger leading.
Yes,
society.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because listen, you can be Miss Independent, you can make more money than I do, you can drive a better car than I do, have your own house, take care of your family, that kind of thing, whatever. But what are you going to do when Quibus at the gas station grabs you by the...
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
In your high heels, your skinny little body. It's not that there's anything less of you in society. It's that I kind of feel like we need to be able to protect
you. The different roles, bruh.
You know
different
what I mean?
Roles, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and so that's why I'm like, the conversation needs to go around. Like, I'm not just hoping that my sisters see that and they think for themselves. Because you know why? I kind of feel like until it happens to you, that's why I think the hashtag am I next, it's not a negative thing.
It's a very powerful thing.
I think it's powerful because I want women to realize that you could be next.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. Look at this poor young girl. She went to a post office.
My guy.
You know, a post office.
And she's 19,
it's
bruh.
A post, does the post office not fall under a government institution?
My guy. And she's freaking 19. Like, what has she done? Like,
dude,
literally, what has she done?
What has she done with her life?
Dog. I was so angry, man. Man, that, I was so angry. Like, you don't understand.
That's why I'm not. I'm talking my friends, girlfriends, my family members, people. I'm like, listen, do not take it for granted.
Mm.
Do you know how many times, I mean, I drive home. Like, I can come home from Johannesburg at like 10 o'clock in the evening. Mm. I stop at the garage. I go inside. I buy myself something to drink. I go to the public restroom. I come back. I put petrol in my car. I come home. I'm fine. But do you know what type of anxiety I would get right now if my younger sister said it's 10 o'clock at night and she's going into a restroom at the garage?
I'd be like, you out your damn mind.
Even if it's 9 o'clock in the morning,
I'd be like,
or
2
o'clock in
the
afternoon, I'd be like, you're out of your mind.
Definitely. Definitely.
You know, and it's unfortunate that that's the society that we live in.
And you know, like, there was a time when, earlier in my relationship with my girlfriend, I was teaching her taekwondo. And like I kind of like stopped.
I was thinking the same thing with my niece. I was like, I need to get this girl into like a self-defense class or something.
No, definitely. Like we definitely resuming classes.
Yeah.
Definitely, bro. Because like there's no other way.
Yeah.
There's like literally no other way.
Yeah.
So, man, the society we live in.
Yeah. But like, I'm like, gents, like we need a, I know that maybe taking a thing from.
That's cool. You can do whatever.
Hello. See, that's the thing, like, there's just nobody answering.
Maybe it's one of those girls who up in the deeps.
Yeah, anyway, so I'm like, speak to your sisters, speak to your neighbors, be aware. If you go to the cinema and there's a girl sitting alone on your row, like, don't be weird and go whatever. Just keep an eye out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't mean like stalk her or whatever, but just be polite in the sense that if someone is bothering her, if someone is like stand up, you know what I mean? Even if you get punched in the face, so what? Okay. Save a life, man.
No, like there was a time I was actually walking home from varsity, like it was late at night, and I saw like two ladies. I was gonna walk past them, like I was just about to walk past them. But I saw that they were very scared. So what I did is that I went to the other side of the road just to be like, hey, like I'm not gonna be.
That's the thing, and I told you the other time, I mean, like I did kind of make a joke about it, but I told you the other time I was like, that young girl, I mean, she couldn't have maybe been like between grade 10 and grade 12.
Yeah.
And that man reached out, tried to grab her.
Yeah.
The relief on her face when I said something,
yeah,
or just to know that I was around and I wasn't gonna let it happen, just the relief on, I don't wanna see that relief on my sister's face. I wanna see that relief on my niece's face. That is just the feeling like, shit, I was almost raped.
My guy, dude, you know what's so trash, right? This is something that's very trash. And I remember distinctively when this happened, and I was like, dude, I wanted to punch the guy and he didn't even do jack, bro.
Yeah.
There was a time when, like, I was suspecting something like that was happening.
Yeah. When,
like, I was walking, and then I think I saw, like, I think it was a lady and a dude, but they were probably, like, being playful and, like, whatever, right? Like, I only realized this as soon as I got close. And I thought he was literally, like, dragging her. Like,
yeah.
And then, like, and it was, like,
yeah,
in a mountain space, right? Then my guy's like, why are you even getting involved? I'm like, bruh, if you're telling me if you knew that there's something wrong there, you wouldn't get involved. It's like, dude, it's not my problem.
So I think that
I'm like,
the issue always comes up is that, you know, like if it is a couple, you know, yeah, I think it's a different scenario if it's like a stranger attacking someone that they know, like that kind of thing. But I think like the difficult thing in an abusive, when it's a couple fighting, I have not seen an outcome where the person being abused thanks you for intervening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My thing is just kind of like, I think first of all, is to kind of, from a safe distance, is to say to both of them, if you guys don't cut it out, I'm calling the cops.
Mm.
And then to remind them that police intervention is not a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like that's a mess. I'm not even, like, I don't wish that on anyone, but I know the type of messes that can happen in that instance. But I'm just kind of like, my thing is, I'm hollering from afar. If you guys don't quit, I'm calling the cops.
But my thing is this. We are four guys.
Yeah.
Versus one guy. Even if you don't know how to fight, my guy. Even if
he wants to, yeah.
Even if you don't know how to fight, exactly. Dog. Like,
I got you.
So, like, for me, that was the thing that made me so angry. I'm like, bruh, how? And I'm like, what if that was your sister? You know what he said?
Yeah.
That's not my sister.
And that's the problem.
What the flip, bruh? You know,
like, a while ago, someone posted this thing and they reposted it now, and now it makes more sense to me. But when I read it back then, they were like, how come every girl knows someone who's been raped, but every guy doesn't know a rapist?
That is amazing.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, but I think that's the thing. It's just kind of like, as guys or as men, I kind of feel like we're in the space where it's like, this thing happened to that girl. She's not my sister. She's not my girlfriend. She's not my friend. So I'm leaving it. It doesn't matter. Whereas that's not the truth. I feel like our country, like in the history, like especially like post-apartheid, like the spirit of Ubuntu should be like, in our blood as South Africans, you know? I am because you are because I am, we are because we are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, especially like as people of color, where did you grow up that another sister on the road is not your sister? Like what? Like which area? Are you really that suburbanized to not know that like every single person of color?
Yeah. Hey man.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, man, like, you know, like, I can't. I was like, right now, I don't even want to hear people. I'm thankful that you're sending thoughts and prayers. I'm thankful that you strongly condemn these acts of violence. Mm-hmm. But something needs to happen. I feel like this, at the same pace that Americans are getting shot every single day because they refuse to restrict gun laws, is the same way our woman will just continue being raped because thoughts and prayers, and we strongly condemn these acts of violence.
Dog.
You know? Like, I'm just like, if my sister came home and she was raped, thoughts and prayers and someone strongly condemning those acts of violence are not going to change anything. You know what I mean? I want to know, like, you know that I'm double-minded about punishment.
Yeah.
I'm for jail time.
Yeah.
But as to, like, you know, whether it's the death penalty, chemical castration, that for me is kind of like a place I haven't sorted out right now. But I even feel like even if you do those things to that guy, even if you take his life, it's not going to change the injustice. It needs to stop.
But my thing is, you see, for me, right, I honestly believe this. It's controversial. And it's not biblically incited by any biblical whatever. I think all rapists should be castrated and killed as a deterrent. As a deterrent for other rapists to know that if I do this, this is what's going to happen to me.
Yeah.
I think for me, I strongly believe.
As strong as, you know, like how, as like a lot of people condemn Sharia law and like how strict those laws are and that kind of thing. I kind of feel like even if I were to go anywhere in the Middle East, I would not steal a damn thing because, you know, you steal something, you get your hand cut off. You know what I mean? And you even see other people with their hand cut off and you know why you got your hand cut off.
My guy, and even if I'm just going to put your thing nicely, I'm going to leave your thing there, bruh.
Exactly.
So you wouldn't even... Dog, yeah, anyway, dude. I don't know. They, I'm going to go to the next topic.
I'm like, besides everything else, make an example of this guy.
I agree.
You know what I mean? I agree. Make an example of him. Like, it's listen, my guy, like, my heart goes out to you. It's unfortunate that you're the one. I don't know if you're sick or whatever's happening to you. But an example needs to be made. You know? Mm. Yeah, anyway, on a lighter note, Travis Scott released his documentary. It's called Look Mama, I Can Fly.
Oh, is that the documentary?
That's it.
Man, I thought that was such a cool name for it.
I know, right?
I was like, dang. Like, I wanna
the thing is, like, you know what? He's one of those guys that kind of just, he always had success.
Yes.
Until he started really, like, popping when he came out with Astroworld.
Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. You know, like, when he came out with Astroworld, I would be interested to see how much, you know, when Astroworld came out and that, I would really like to know if Kris Jenner had anything to do with his marketing or advice and that kind of thing. Because if there's anyone that can sell a product, it's that woman.
Amen.
But the one thing that caught me was that this guy has been, like, not only has he been at it, but I mean, there's footage of him not long ago, like 2014 or 2011, where he performed with only 11 people in the crowd.
Yeah.
Dude, this is Travis Scott, my guy.
Yeah.
And now, like, I mean, now he's, like, selling out stadiums, like, he's, like, multi-platinum and that kind of thing. So, there's no entertainment value in the documentary. If you're not a fan of his music, you're really going to waste an hour of your life. I kind of feel like it's, if you're just interested in that kind, like, what's the madness or what's the thought genius behind, what's the genius behind the madness, then get behind it because there is, like, some cool studio time. You do get to see Kylie Jenner. You do get to see his baby being born. It's shot really well. It almost feels like you're watching like a TV from the 80s, you know, the shot choices and stuff, whatever. But I mean, if you're just a fan, great. If you're not a fan, it's going to be like, is this thing really like an hour and something?
I actually don't even know much of his material, to be honest.
Listen, Astro, I also, because you know he was, you know that his album before this, you know, Castle Light brought him out and he performed in Johannesburg in Polokwane.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang.
And the footage from his show in Polokwane is on the documentary.
That's amazing.
So that,
okay, flip. So maybe I should watch
it. So that's like really, and I mean like his tour jacket, it says Johannesburg and Polokwane. Like, I'm still dumbfounded as to how Polokwane was one of the places.
Polokwane, you know what
I mean? Like, normally it's like Cape Town, Durban. Durban, Joburg. Yeah. Joburg, Pretoria. But like, out in Polokwane, like,
where the Disney Wonderland happened.
Okay.
People like Travis Scott, they were like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, show Baraka came to Polokwane, that was one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see the look on your face.
Because like, I was there.
He was show Baraka.
Yeah.
You know, one of my friends thought he was show Baraka. And I'm like...
But listen.
I'm like...
On... Like, to fight for Polokwane's side, there are so many trap kids in Polokwane.
Yeah.
I'm sure they know who Travis Scott is.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, like, it wouldn't surprise me if they didn't know who
he is. I was there when Shaw Braka came.
Aye, man.
I was there. He was there. What's the chick's name?
Susie Rock.
Susie. There's can't Susie remember. Rock.
Who swears now? Now she swears and like.
So controversial.
No, but like, dude, I don't know, man. I just like the way she does it is very distasteful.
Yeah.
And I feel like for young impressionable teenage fans, which is something that I actually want to talk about.
Yeah.
Who look up to you? Who see your music as a Christian person? Like that is not on, man. That is not on.
Yeah. You gotta if your craft enables you to get a certain level of influence, you can't just wake up one day and say, screw it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing.
There's gotta be, you can't just, you know, yesterday you were Jesus freak, tomorrow, and I'm talking about literally Sunday you're Jesus freak, Monday you're tweeting out F the system, whatever. Exactly. You know what I mean? There's gotta be some introspection.
Yeah.
And even after that introspection, it will come after a couple of months.
Yeah.
And even the way you start living this new chapter of your life would not be as controversial as...
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because, like, right, like, what I was going through now, like, I was actually listening to some old school Christian hip-hop, right? And I actually remember, like, the nostalgia of, like, listening to those songs. I'm like, this is what informed my faith. You know Ravi Zacharias? Yeah. The first time I even heard of him was on an Andy Mino song. Yeah. I would have never researched who he was if I never listened to Christian hip-hop. And Lecrae, on one of his songs, Truth, where he's doing apologetics, I'm like, wow. Back then, I was listening to apologetics. I didn't even know this would be like a huge part of my life.
Yeah.
I owe so much about who I am as a Christian to these guys who were obedient when God told them to do something that people thought was whack, right? They went forth and they did this craft, and now it has informed the lives of millions of people. So now for me, like when I see that, I'm like, I want other people to experience that.
Yeah.
So it's just sad to see that. And yeah, that's it.
Anyway, I wasn't into it. Like, you know, I'm not into Christian rap, if you can call it that.
I'm not into worship either. So yeah. I guess
I'm not into Christian rap. So like, I didn't really, I mean, it wasn't well. As a matter of fact, I had spoken to the promoter, I think before that, and that's how I had gotten tickets to go.
Yeah.
Although, like, it wasn't going to be hard because it wasn't well attended.
Yeah.
And second of all, that promoter had called me time and time again wanted to use our venue.
Yeah.
Then they wanted us to host. It always came back to us hosting. And I kept on saying, I was like, you know what? At the time, there's just no market for this thing. Mm-hmm. Like, these guys, like, you've got to be, like, a certain special graduate of a certain type of preschool to be able to appreciate this music.
Yeah.
And my kids were all sinners. Like, my kids were like getting saved in high school. My kids were like straight out of primary, not even knowing what's up. And they coming in and I'm like, that's cool, but it's cheesy. Like, at that time, Lecrae started popping. Emilio started popping. Yeah. And that was cool. But I mean, like, these guys were still underground, still had to find their feet.
Yeah, like, no, I'm sure Baraka only like really like started killing it after Lions vs. Lions, which is like 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, but, like, right now, like, I feel, like, and what I'm loving is that even atheists are gravitating to their music now because they see substance. It's not the misogynistic messages that we see in traditional hip-hop. It's...
Yeah, look, I follow Lecrae as a personality. The guy definitely makes good music. But I follow him as a personality because I feel like he's not so in touch with his Jesus that he's out of touch with the world that he lives in.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not following him because he says controversial things. I'm following him because his thoughts are like I'm an everyday Christian. These are the thoughts and the things that I go through. You know what I mean? Like, when something happens in the States, he talks about it. He talks about the injustices that black people face. He talks about how the system is not for them, how young black men are getting shot, killed, put in jail for no reason, that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Whereas I feel like you have someone on the other spectrum who's just so out of touch and they're just all Jesus-y and it's just...
Hey, man, I agree with that.
You know? Talking about Christian artists, do you remember Jeremy Camp?
Yeah. Oh, I actually listened to one of his songs.
Yeah, you know that they're making a movie about him now?
Oh, wow.
And the lead of Riverdale, you know Riverdale's taken from the Archie comics?
Okay.
But the guy who plays the lead in Riverdale, I think he's Archie, is going to play Jeremy Camp in the movie. It's called I Still Believe.
Oh, wow, that's
cool. And it's kind of from the trailer. I'll tell you about the trailer since I know you're not going to watch it. It's kind of about how Jeremy, he gets married at a very young age. I think he was married when he was around 20. But the girl that he was dating couldn't fall pregnant. But at the same time, Jeremy was like having number ones all over the world and like success was popping and that kind of stuff. So yeah, I thought that was interesting. I also find it interesting when these big celeb Hollywood names play these parts. You know, like remember I Am in Love with a Church Girl? I haven't watched it, but I think Ja Rule is even in there.
Dude, I mean, that happens quite a lot.
Yeah, so anyway, those are the stuff that has been going on and getting my attention. What is up with this John Cena and Shoma Josie thing? Like, dude, I'm just
Do you see it?
I saw it. I thought someone had made it.
No.
I thought it was like one of those things someone... Because you know, like, there was a time that app was popular.
Yeah.
They take, like, a Chris Brown video, but then add, like,
yeah,
an Amapiano sound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I thought that's what they did.
No, he actually walked in.
Yeah.
Like, his entrance music was Shoma Josie. And even also, like, he posted her all over his social
media. Yeah, that's how it was real this week, because I saw her, I don't know if she reposted or he...
Oh, wait, she had that reaction.
Yeah.
Which is priceless, man. Yeah. That was priceless, man.
Is it a big deal, though?
John Cena!
Yeah. Is it a big deal? Would you be, if it was your song and
you Of course!
Really?
Yes! You know how big he is, bruh?
Okay.
Maybe not in your circles, but
no, like, not like this is my personal. Like, legit, I'm just like legit. I don't feel
and,
like it's
and also in terms of music.
Yeah.
You know he was actually a rapper before he became a wrestler.
John Cena is a rapper.
Dude, Snoop Dogg, his songs are Snoop Dogg.
What?
Dude, John Cena is the ish. John Cena is dope, right? He used to freestyle on freaking WWE.
But I mean, it's not my fault. He said I can't see him, so maybe I can't. That's why I can't.
But like legit, it's a huge thing, right? Yeah, that you know people underestimate how big the WWE is. Dwayne Johnson wouldn't be nearly.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, like, what's the white population in America? It's not like 99.99999999.
See?
Exactly.
Yeah, and like Dwayne Johnson. He owes most of his success to...
Dwayne Johnson. Listen, I feel like Dwayne Johnson has definitely earned his money. Like,
yes.
That guy has earned his money without being cheesy. Did you hear Kevin Hart was in a car accident?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That's crazy, eh?
That's fine.
Do you think he's going to pull a Paul Walker?
Hey, man, don't... Why?
I was when I saw it and I saw Dwayne post that message, I was like, it's the Fast and Furious curse. Then I was like, oh, at least Kevin's not in Fast and Furious, so there's no curse. But come on, if another cast member dies like that, is there not something that's happening there?
I don't know, man.
It's the price you pay the Illuminati.
Yeah, exactly.
Six big movies and one death.
Exactly.
Take the chance.
666, bro. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And then Paul Walker is in the Skull and Bones, which is a subsection of the Illuminati.
Okay. You'll create your own podcast for that.
No. I'm being serious.
Have you had the crispy fried chicken from KFC? Or should I say the hot crispy fried chicken from KFC?
No.
You haven't?
It's good.
It's so disappointing. It is the promise of a better future. You know the one thing I always said that Chicken Licken had on KFC was that Chicken Licken, you know they have their wings?
Yes.
And then the same spice that's on those hot wings,
yes,
they translate it to the chicken pieces.
Yes.
So when you order the chicken pieces, you can be like hot or not.
Yeah.
And if you do hot, it's like you're eating a giant chicken wing. And I always said, that's the one thing they haven't put KFC, because KFC only has the original recipe fried chicken. And then, a couple of weeks ago, I saw that they released this crispy hot chicken, which is basically a zinger piece. Like, you know, those pieces, whatever. Yeah. And I thought to myself, damn, this is going to be the best freaking thing
ever
since they doubled down. They doubled
down. No.
Yeah. But anyway, I was like, whatever. So I had one piece one night, but it was really late at night. And you know when you get there at a certain time, that basically you're getting fresh stuff because they're not really keeping stuff, you know? So it was freshly fried. Maybe I was just hungry, but the heat was there and that kind of thing. And so I only had one piece. And then after that, I kept on selling this thing to everyone I know because I love food so much and I'm just like trying to give everyone the best advice.
Yeah.
And I tell my friends and we go there
mm-hmm.
and we order these pieces.
Yeah.
And the thing, it just, the coating just tasted like flour. Like there was no taste.
Oh, wow.
Like the chicken inside was like juicy, nice, hot, fresh, whatever. But like the coating on the outside was like chewing raw flour. Then I thought it was just one bad KFC, and then we went back there a second time, and it was the same thing.
Oh, wow.
And then I saw one of my promo posts on Instagram was from KFC, and they were advertising those pieces. And I saw people had commented, and I went into the comments.
Trash.
And there were like 30 people before me who had the same problem.
Trash.
I'm like, do they not create like, what are these groups like... Not control groups,
but like
focus groups.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like we're about to release this new bubblegum flavor mash and gravy.
Yeah, come and try it.
And then we like give it to like 700 people and we get feedback.
Yeah.
Because isn't that kind of how your product works? It's not like it's just, here it is, it's crap, like you don't like it, whatever. Especially if they're going to introduce a new flavor or something.
And especially if they're number two to chicken licking.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You know how many people prefer like Zinger Wings over
chicken licking wings? To be very honest,
no.
No,
you've brought me this far for this.
There's a disclaimer. I don't like the chicken licking wings without the sauce.
Yes.
With the sauce, oh my man.
But I think that's also because you have a certain heat preference.
That's the thing.
Yeah, that's a certain heat preference.
For me, a normal chicken wing is just like...
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think that the Zinger Wings on a good day kicks harder than just a plain chicken licking wing.
I agree. I totally agree.
But a lot of my friends, if we like wings, they'd rather get Zinger Wings over...
Oh, but those dunked wings, though.
Woo! Oh! Woo!
Those dunked wings, though.
Man. I can
only eat
four of them.
Yeah.
And that's because of the intensity of the taste.
Yeah, I agree.
But there's nothing better than like if you have a burger meal and then the four wings. Or you have something else and those four wings.
That's it.
And I can't believe it. Once time they like wanted to discontinue them.
Yeah. Hey man. Yo dude, this is actually reminding me of something. Totally unrelated. Totally unrelated.
Is this thing you forgot earlier and then you said you'd bring it up later?
Flip, I still haven't remembered that one. Okay. But like today, right? So, like, I'm like a ninja when it comes to budgeting, bruh. So, I know where all my money is. I know where all the money is getting invested.
But ask you where anything in your grocery cupboard is.
Nothing.
No idea.
Nothing. No way.
Okay.
Right? So, like, I'm busy. So, like, I'm like, nah. You know, saving up for other things, right? Flip, I almost said it. So, like,
we
I'm saving
all
up.
All know what it is.
What is it?
Okay.
What
fine.
Is it?
Just go ahead.
Yeah, oh yeah. So I'm saving up for stuff, right? Life stuff, right? And then my girlfriend comes, we're chilling, and then like I'd already
had
like
to say your life stuff comes over?
What?
That you're saving up. You said you're saving up for life stuff and now you're saying your girlfriend. I thought maybe life so you're saving up for life stuff
and
life stuff comes over.
No woman's gonna tie me down.
Hey!
So like I had already like put a portion of my budget for her. In the month.
Yeah.
Right? So, bro, I was going to make it rain up all in. Like, dude, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it rain.
Gotcha.
So then we're chilling because we don't spend a lot of Saturdays together. So this Saturday, she asked me to help her with work.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey.
We know the story.
What? Wow. No.
Just get to the facts of what you're trying to say.
No, right? So we go out, bro. Yo, dude, I'm making it rain, bro. Like, she's like, oh no, I like this coat. I'm like, you should try it on. Oh, it looks very nice on you. I think you should have it.
Oh! No, oh, okay.
All Bill Gates all up in their piece, bruh. Then, later on at night, I look at my bank balance. I'm like, wait, hold up. How come I don't have, like the cash that I thought I had versus what I had in the bank account was totally different.
Yeah.
Like, I literally had... I would have like had like.
Was it more or less now?
Less significantly,
okay.
like if I had thought I had 20 grand, I had like 1 grand.
Okay.
Like that's how bad it was.
Even though you're making it rain and now you're shook that you don't have the money.
No. But thing is, I had budgeted, I know
so you knew
how much
I'm
gonna make it rain.
Okay,
right?
Got you. Yeah.
And I hadn't even spent that much yet.
Okay.
Right.
Yet.
So, yeah. So
okay.
So like I look at my bank balance and I'm like, flip, what the heck happened? So I was gonna call my bank and say like, hey brother, some like fraud stuff.
Yeah.
I turn on my computer, I put on Excel. Now you know it's lit. I have like graphs, I have this and that, right? I'm an auditor.
Oh my God.
An auditor, right? So like, I know when we wait, like how to fish for like missing money.
Yeah.
So I'm looking, I'm stratifying this thing up and down, left and right. Everything is fine. Like, yeah. There's nothing out of the ordinary. All the expenses, I'm like, yeah, these are expenses. These are expenses I have it typically in a month. But I'm like, how do I have significantly less money this month than as opposed to other months? Because the expenses are the same, right? Only to find out that there's a portion of money that I wasn't paid for.
From your salary?
Yes.
And you didn't notice it when your salary came out?
I didn't know.
You didn't get an SMS when your money came out?
No. I didn't know.
No, listen, the whole building us up about the auditor and the graphs and stuff mean nothing now. All of that stuff means nothing now.
But like,
we were all rooting for you. We were like, this guy has graphs, this guy has Excel things. We were all rooting for you. And now you're like, you didn't check how much money they paid you
when
it came in. I'm not even an auditor. That's the first thing I'm looking at. You can't tell me you've got less money. How much money did you have? I really don't know.
But still, still, I would have been fine. But, lesson learned, always check your credits, no, not just the debits.
So, here's the two things I have zero confidence in anymore.
What?
Right? Number one, your accounting, personal accounting skills are as bad as your grocery
card. No way.
You know there's stuff there, but you just don't know where it is.
Don't get it twisted.
Number one.
My accounting is amazing.
Number two.
I know where all my money is right now. Right now, I can tell you where every single investment account is.
I should have been on Saturday and asked you where your salary was. That's what should have happened.
I found out.
Number two, because I'm not allowed to say the firm that you work for.
Yes.
Here's my advice to every effing client that they have.
What?
If the accountants get paid by accountants of an accounting firm.
Yes.
And can make mistakes, an accountant paying another accountant. Yes. What the hell business do you have looking after my money?
No, but like, everyone makes those mistakes. Payroll, everyone makes that mistake.
If I go to a dentist,
yes,
and he removes my eye instead of my tooth,
no man,
and you come to me with the BS that everyone makes these mistakes,
like,
hell no, my brother.
These are payroll like stuff. These are valid.
Dentists work with teeth.
You know, I ask you
to take out my molars and you take out my premolars and tell me all dentists make these mistakes.
You know how I know. I've done payroll, like literally, like the salaries of every single employee in the company more than like 5 times at like in my career as an auditor. And every single time there would be a problem.
Because I have, I don't have like physical blood ties to the Guptas.
What?
But I have cultural ties to them because we share cultures.
Wow.
I'd like to employ you as my auditor. And then I want those same discrepancies within salaries to happen. I'll tell you how they're going to happen. Okay?
What do you mean?
And then when people come to us, we're just going to be like, it happens to everyone.
No, but like, the thing is, there's a difference between error due to error and the error due to fraud. And
the payroll person should get fired.
No, dude, it's a problem. It's just like I forgot to insert this in this amount. Then boom, done. It's just that. It's just a minor typing glitch. That's it. No one needs to lose sleep. The money's gonna come. It's fine. It's chilled.
Hey!
It's chilled.
I don't know what's
the
South
budget,
Africa.
The budget is still popping. The investments are still popping.
You know what I mean? Hella funny. I just wish you had put on that last coat and you still thinking you're out here balling.
It is what it is, man. That's what it is. So she's happy. She's happy. She got rained up on her. And the thing is, like, she never.
You need to make sure that she signs. She needs to sign that nuptial now before she breaks up with you, before that wedding happens, which better happen damn soon.
Oh yeah, no, it's in the works. It's in the works.
Do you think a prenuptial is being unfair?
No,
I also don't think so.
But she's probably gonna earn more than I do.
Then don't sign it.
This chick is smart, bro. This girl is smart, bro. Like, I'll give you in November, one of her managers, flip, it's not out yet, I can't tell you. But let me just say that she's traveling abroad because of her work.
Okay. She's going overseas or she's going to Botswana?
She's going overseas.
Okay. You did tell me this.
Yes. So you know exactly. That's how smart she is.
Friend, you told us this last week on the podcast because I asked you, should I be auditioning? The only thing is you didn't say it was your girlfriend, you said it was your friend. And then now I feel like it went from friend to girlfriend.
Wait, I didn't think we were talking about the same thing.
We did. Why would you? Remember you said that your friend is going overseas because of some work thing, whatever.
Yes.
And then I said, why aren't you going? And then you said whatever. Then I was like, should I find another pod? Do you even listen to what's happening in these things?
No. I feel like this is something different.
It's not.
Okay, so what are the details around?
I don't care what the details is. All I know is that there was a friend. They're going overseas because of work. I asked you.
That's someone else.
So your friend and your girlfriend are going overseas and you find nothing suspicious about this.
What do you mean? No, they're not going to the same country.
Next time on It's Whatever. Someone called Joop Joop.
That's another trash show. But anyway, but like they're not going to the same country. So
okay.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's okay. So. I mean, Zimbabwe and South Africa are two different countries, but I mean...
See? There.
Yeah, anyway, that's about everything
that
I have. I'm glad that the days are warmer, though the evenings are just damn too cold, friend. They're just too cold. I haven't even packed up, like, my blankets yet.
Mm.
Have you?
Nah.
I'm still...
But this is, you know, it's not spring yet, right? It's still winter, technically.
Isn't it autumn?
No.
Isn't it autumn?
No.
What is it?
It's winter. It's still winter. Till the 23rd of September.
So why do we have spring day on the 1st?
Because people are dumbasses, that's why.
Oh, you know what I thought it was? Because I thought August was fall, autumn.
No. For
because of the color of the trees.
Yeah, that's
I know, thought like autumn. Oh, yeah. Summer, autumn.
Winter, spring. So,
autumn, why do we have spring day on the first day?
Autumn is from, I think, April
until
the beginning of June.
Yeah. We had like my friend had like, they were having a spring day service at church on Sunday.
Yeah.
And like the weather was just not cooperating. Like, it was cold. But like the cool thing was everyone was dressed in like, floral stuff and like in the service.
Okay, it's spring. It's
spring.
But it's not.
Yeah. Okay. So we should really talk about why the spring day is not on the first.
It's not until it's.
So we have to wait until the 23rd?
It's the 23rd. Yeah.
What's the weather like in Cape Town now? Is it still cold?
It is stupid cold, bro.
Really?
Yeah. Cape Town starts getting warm around maybe October ish. Cape Town is literally warm from maybe, let's say, the second, third week of October till maybe March. March, April.
Okay.
That's it. All the other time it's raining, it's hailing, it's like, I don't know how I'd work in Cape Town.
Yeah.
I don't know how it'd work in Cape Town.
Yeah. Okay.
Lectures were easy because you just decided I'm not going.
Wow.
That's it.
You just same lectures that caused you to be able to not know how much money you got and now like making it rain with money you didn't have.
I actually did have the money.
Okay. Anyway, since there's nothing else for us to discuss.
Yes.
Shout out to our sponsors one again, TaylorMade Designs. You can find them hello@taylormadedesigns.co.za. Hit them up on Instagram, TaylorMade Designs, or @justange30 on Twitter.
And Instagram, don't be weird, man. Just go on Instagram, bro.
Yeah, remember if you're a student and or if you're a bachelor or you're newly married or you've got a family of six and you're just lazy to do your own shopping, remember that you can find Plug Grocery Store online on Twitter and they'll be able to do that. Where can people find us?
On Instagram, me on Facebook, him, he's a hater. You can find him on Tinder though.
Have you had kombucha before?
No. What swear word is that?
Have you had this kombucha drink before?
Nope.
You need to try it.
It looks like one of those drinks with weed in it.
Wow. You need to try this, especially to replace like your cool drinks.
Yes.
Like Coke, Fanta, whatever.
Yeah.
You need it. Like, this does have a sugar content, yeah, but it's much more healthier for you.
I don't like those drinks in either case. So, like, I don't drink
them. Yeah, try kombucha. Like, the thing I like about it, it has a sugar content,
yeah,
but it's not very sweet. Yeah. And also, like, you're not going to drink a lot of it. Like, that bottle that I just showed, yeah, you, like, I'll probably... Actually, I have one in the fridge right, yeah, now. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, so instead of drinking... Like, I can't finish the whole bottle, but I can drink half and drink half later or something.
That's
like
cool.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, anyway. So anyway. I just... The thing is, I was going through our show notes and I saw it and I forgot...
Oh, man.
...that I wanted to put the photo in there. And okay. Then,
nah, that's what it is, man. Mm-hmm. It is whatever.
Is that it?
Is that it? I don't know. Maybe.
I thought you were ending it.
Should we?
No, I mean, I thought that was you ending it.
Should we? Should it? Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Bye, everyone.
And it's whatever.